In total, 30 gold coins were recovered from the Mary Rose, and some of these are displayed in the showcase in the middle of this gallery. They include coins known as reals, minted during the reign of Edward IV, angels that show St. Michael slaying a dragon on one side and a ship on the reverse, and half-sovereigns, with the king on one side and a crown shield on the other. The coins were discovered on all decks of the ship, and often found close to the remains of members of the crew. But the largest group of coins was found in a chest on the orlop deck. Because there were so many coins, we believe the chest belonged to the ship's purser, as he was responsible, among other things, for buying provisions for the ship. The coins give us evidence of the changes that Henry VIII made to the coinage in England towards the end of his reign. In 1542, not long before the Mary Rose sank, the amount of precious metals, like gold and silver, that went into making each coin was reduced. As a result, the value of the coin would fall, but by less than what was gained by having more coins in circulation. By increasing this difference between the face value of the coin and the value of the gold, Henry VIII was able to increase the profit he made from minting coins. The changes made to the coinage can be found within the gold coins recovered from the Mary Rose. Analysis of the coins we found of different dates, from the reign of Henry IV to Henry VII and then Henry VIII, demonstrated that the concentration of gold in the coins minted in Henry VIII's reign is lower.